This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast, what was that? That's the only one we use going forward forever.
You know, Pyle, you should have named your son Scott Free Pyle. Like, so Scott Pyle, and everybody would be none the Pfizer. And then the middle name would end up being Free.
Yeah, I could have gone that route.
And you would have gotten away with
Ridley,
it.
Ridley Scott's production company.
You would have gotten away with it too. If it wasn't for that meddling Kate and that damn dog.
Yeah.
That's a Scooby-Doo reference.
Yeah, obviously.
He didn't get it. One, two, three. Cool.
That was easy.
All right.
Oh my God. Nice.
There's a soundboard.
There's also
a soundboard. Oh,
there's a soundboard?
Okay, good. Yeah.
Everybody, no.
It's a remix?
You remixed the Russian national anthem.
With Black Eyed Peas? Wait, so the Black Eyed Peas still exist, right? Did they just change out Fergie?
Reunion tour 2022, is that what you're begging for?
Well, no, someone told me, and I never did the research on it, but they were like, oh, the Black Eyed Peas came back, but they replaced Fergie with, like, some young lady.
Oh, shit, really?
Wow.
And they were
That's
like,
not
they're
right.
just...
Is it because Fergie had a solo career?
Did you just look it up? I know, yeah. They must have done it. I saw it, and I was like, man, what has Apple D app been up to, dude?
What's Taboo feeling today? This is like when they tell you when you're writing a pilot, you should start with the second episode, because there was no introduction here. We just immediately went into the lineup of the Black Eyed Peas. I love this energy.
Oh, yeah.
With us as never before is Marcos Gonzalez, Funny or Die fame, Saved by the Bell writer, and now actor, you're telling me.
Social media
personality, borderline influencer, but you're not there
yet. Not at all.
Yet.
Not even close, man.
And then also, we have two schmucks.
Wow.
Who?
We dropped everything to be here.
I see you guys.
This was cramming this in was very stressful on a long day. And the first thing we hear is the two schmucks of it all.
Yeah, the two schmucks of it all. The two little fuckers. The guy's approaching 40. This is 40, we should say.
Amir's 3 years older than me, so I kind of resent being moved into that age bracket. I'm squarely in my mid-30s, maybe a little older. Because I'm 36.
You guys are in the same room. You're in Jake's new house, townhouse in Brooklyn. We should say
It's very nice. Except
no, bleep the address.
The ceilings are high, so you're gonna have to de-echo a little bit. If there's a filter that will help you out, that'll be great.
Wait, how are you guys doing? Because wasn't everything flooded?
Everything but my house, thankfully. Yeah.
Everything but you.
There was a foot of water in my neighbor's basement, but nothing happened to me.
You have the Noah's Ark of houses. You made
maybe God
you
smiled
made
upon
it.
Me. I do have a fuck ton of animals in here.
Yeah, you've been weirdly adopting exotic zoo animals, which is probably not only against the law, but
yeah. I've been breeding skunks in here. Yeah. I'm trying to start a petting zoo.
Oh, let me tell you about skunks. I love skunks, dude.
What's that?
Let me tell you.
What do you
I
mean?
Absolutely love skunks. I don't know what happened, but over the course of the last 7 months, I started seeing skunks in my neighborhood, like five or six of them. And I'm sure they're family. And there's like a house in my neighborhood that's like, they go into their gate and like go to the backyard. And I'm like, at this point, these people must be feeding these skunks. Yeah. But then it started to bleed into my work life. And I just started calling people skunks to the point where I have like people started sending me patches. I think I have one in here that just say like, I'm a little stinker with like a skunk kind of like winking at you.
Well,
I don't know.
Part of your brand is stinky, I would say.
Yeah. Stinky is for sure part of my brand. Yeah. Most adjectives like stinky, crunchy, crispy. all those like weird words that for some reason exist.
All the big adjectives.
All the big adjectives that no adult should ever use. Yeah. No adult should ever use this. But for some reason,
we should say that is the word of the week.
Which one?
Which
stinky?
One?
Crispy.
All of them? Oh, crispy.
That is the word of the week. So that's $1,000 in your pocket. What is your Venmo?
Oh shit!
Don't do it.
I
see you selling your personal belongings on Instagram.
I feel like you
really just don't need to.
Actually, I cannot send you this because I'll get an overdraft fee.
Right?
Oh
yeah,
no!
Obviously.
Yeah, good.
Dude, I was literally swiping on Raya like maybe 2 or 3 hours ago, and a girl came up whose name was Crispy, or that's what the like display name was. And I almost wanted to message her and be like, "This can't be real," but like maybe there is people out there.
It was a delayed bomb drop from the fact that you said you were swiping on Raya.
Yeah.
Continue,
you glossed over that fact.
Jeff, you didn't get in, right?
What's that?
Jeff, you didn't get in?
You applied multiple times and you were rejected, right?
I applied
not even waitlist, which is what they tell you to be polite. Jeff just got a straight up rejection, which I didn't even know they did.
No, I didn't even know they did that.
I think it was based on you being ugly or was it based on bad personality? I know you have both.
Did
so
you
I was
submit,
just curious which,
did you
like,
submit
which
through
reason
Jeffrey?
Decided.
You submit through Jeffrey or Rodney's closet?
I don't know. This is an attack on my character. I don't really know what to say.
But you have applied to get onto this dating app several times and have been rejected, right?
Once, and I had two friend passes. I don't know if you had a friend
you
pass.
You had two
Marcus.
Friend passes? How the fuck did that happen?
Melanie Bracewell gave me one, and I think Avi Tal gave me one.
And you still
and
couldn't get through?
Dude. A no-go. They stopped you at the door. They said,
it was a no-go.
Your money's no good here.
I like to think that my Instagram content has improved over the past calendar year because I applied last April.
Do they check that?
Yeah, I think that's the only thing they check.
To be honest, dude, it's like the same 10 people. They just don't. I think they just like stopped adding people at one point. It's literally like the same cycle of people every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't understand. Like if they've said no once, I feel like we should all move on here. Yeah. I don't need to get it like
it's
every day.
It's the rejection every time. It'll
it's
eventually
so
wear you down. Jake, how's the new house? You moved in 2 weeks ago, we should say.
Yeah, it's nice. It's good. It's good to be here. Not everything's finished. We don't have gas. We don't have hot water.
Right.
What?
Not ideal. Not ideal at all. But it's
is that
good to
gonna
be
happen
here.
Soon? What do you mean you don't have gas? Is it just because of the hurricane or the storm?
No. I don't know why it didn't happen yet. It's because we filed for like our plumbing
divorce.
Inspection. We filed for divorce
and they
Jill's dating a plumber who won't turn the gas
Jill
on.
Took the gas in the divorce.
The gas just won't come on. They need to do the gas inspection, but they don't have a sense of urgency. They don't have the same timeline as I do.
Right. Yeah. Which is kind of now.
How
was the, how was kind of christening the joint?
You mean like having people over, like having our first drink? I hope you're not asking me how was having
your marital
with
bed,
my wife.
Say.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
First time not living in one of your
personal.
Family's places. Coitus.
Disgusting.
Non-interruptus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ideally.
What a wild fucking question. You asked your boss on a podcast about having sex with his wife.
Listen to yourself. That's
this
disgusting.
Is crazy. I was banging in your house, my guy.
I just want to know because there's so many rooms and there's a unit downstairs.
Yeah. We don't have to.
That was such a bad
about.
Segue. I just want to know and we should say there's a unit.
There's a lot of rooms, so I have to know which room is
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's just move on. This is absolutely
thank
worship.
You.
Marcos, how's your sex life? We should.
Oh,
that's not moving
personal.
On. That's so
you
want to
jump in? Let's jump into my sex life, bro. Yeah. No,
are you dating
anybody?
That's an easier in.
Yes, I mean, So, it was the pandemic. So I pretty much, I think this might go for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I had a bubble of like, whatever, like 6 or 7 people.
Yeah.
And of course everybody started to be like, you know, cause it's like, you're not, nobody was like casually like, oh yeah, I'm going to go on a dating app and go on a date with someone who potentially has COVID. Yeah. So for like months, we would just like all camp together and then everybody was kind of like sussing each other out. And then me and one of my really good homies I've known for like 10 years started dating, but it's been like one of the most toxic things. It's just a lot of like breakup, get back together, breakup, get back together. We're like, and it was like one of those things where we're like, oh, it'll probably change. Like when things get normal, we'll just do our own thing.
Get
but
worse.
It's a terrible cycle.
Yeah.
So my sex life's been good, but it's gone. It's like there and then it's gone and then it's there. But it's like every 2 weeks. So it's like, I don't care at this point. I'm like, all right, it's just going to cycle again.
Do you mean literally camping? You guys were camping?
Yeah, literally. I mean, you know how there was like 3 things everybody did during pandemic? It was like either they like figured out how to make bread or like gardened or camped. So my group was like, we're going to take this stimmy. We're going to go to REI. We're going to buy a bunch of tents and just fucking figure this shit out. And then we started to figure out in the middle of the pandemic that there was like some national parks just had no people working at them because like they couldn't afford to pay them, I guess, or something. So like we would just drive into Joshua Tree and just like hang there for like a weekend. It was like maybe 10 weekends in a row. We did like Joshua Tree, Anza Borrego, Yosemite, Big Sur. We just like,
damn,
wow, like, oh, that's awesome.
The government is paying us to travel, I guess. So we just like bounced around, hit all the parks. And
was it 3 girls, 3 guys? Like, what's the ratio like when everybody's, like, for lack of a better term, sucking and fucking in that desert?
Yeah, everybody was like, no, that's
you don't
the funny
have to
thing
answer
is,
that. I'm
no,
sorry,
nice.
You don't have to answer that.
I'll tell you who's sucking and fucking, bro. No, it's actually, there was like 4 main members, but only me and my friend were hooking up. But then it became an issue because it was another guy girl group. The girl was not interested in anything. And that guy was interested in the girl that I was with. And it became us. That was its whole other issue. And then we had like a rotating 4 other people that came in. But it seemed like they were all in other relationships pre-COVID. Except maybe 1 or 2. Yeah. I don't think anybody was like trying to like get on the action. It just happened to be that us 2 were like, and everybody and was like, oh, shit.
Can we get first and last names for all these people?
I'm not dropping any names.
All right. That's good. That's good.
They'll kill me.
Nice try, Jeff. But nice I feel like Marcus has heard this podcast before.
Yeah,
also,
nice
I feel
try,
like I did a bad
stinker.
I love if you said crispy again.
Drop
I would have owed you 2 grand.
Drop the bomb. You're a stinker.
That's funny. That's funny. But if you do that again, I will eat your ass.
You're going to eat my ass?
Maybe. I don't know if we go camping.
Bro, I don't know about that.
It took you a second to find the sound bite, right?
And he forced it in there.
I feel like I introduced you on the show in like a 0.2 second intro, but I didn't introduce you to Jake and Amir or Jake and Amir to you.
No.
I know Marcos from Funny or Die years ago. And then I know Jake and Amir from my job that I've had since then. And now you guys know each other.
I've watched you guys a billion times on YouTube.
Hell yeah, everywhere. Thank you.
You guys are
We watched a lot of Funny or Die as well.
Oh, woo! Yeah, dude. Woo! I'll do my own thing. Woo! Baby, baby, baby.
Did you write The Landlord?
I wish, bro. No, I actually, I came in at like the tail end of them making content.
I feel like that Jorge Ortiz was the last good thing Funny or Die put out.
Holy shit. Drop a bomb, baby. No, It was a good time. I interned there like 2016, like the last semester of college, and they still had like a writer's room and a social like media team, and like they were still making content. And I just remember being like, how do I be a writer? And they were like, you got to go do UCB for like 5 years. And I was like, fuck that, dude.
That would have ended right now.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, what the fuck? So I was like, all right, I'm just going to do a bunch of I remember what happened. Facebook Live started and they were like, yo, fuck Periscope. We're going to give everyone $1 million to make videos on Facebook Live. They were like, we'll give every company that exists money to use Facebook Live. And then Funny or Die was like, oh, we don't really know how to use Facebook Live. We have like some ideas. And I was like, let me do characters. And they were like, no. And so then I I lied to them and I was like, this other company is going to pay me to do characters.
Whoa, like, nice.
And they were like, all right. Well, and I was like, I'd much rather do it with you guys. And they were like, okay, we'll do it. And it was like for no money, but I was like, whatever, exposure. So it was something like 20 something weeks straight. Once a week, yeah. I would do this character called Jorge Ortiz, where I was like this Latino news correspondent. And I would just go on to Hollywood Boulevard. And this is like pre-Trump. And I would just interview people about how they felt about the election. And like Trump was doing some stupid shit every week. So I had like a topic every week and I would just riff for like an hour at a time.
And it was
and
all live.
Stay in character.
Yeah, well, it was all live for an hour at a time. Wow. I used to tune in and be, I don't know how you did that long.
I blacked out every time. I would drink like 5 coffees and I'd be like, here we go. Today's thing is like gun violence or whatever. And I'd just riff on it and go for like an hour. And somehow never said anything problematic. I really thought I was going to like stumble over something, say some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Totally fine. And then someone at Funny or Die brought it over to Comedy Central. I did it for a while. And then they were like, no more politics. Trump's elected. Everybody's depressed.
Yeah.
So I
but not before you interviewed Ken Bone, we should say.
I interviewed Ken Bone. I interviewed the head of the Libertarian Party. I interviewed like the taco before truck the on debate. Every corner guy. Before the debate. They sent me to the last debate in Vegas. And I was like, it was like the first time where I was like, holy shit. There's a lot of Trump supporters, guys. Like,
he might win this thing.
Oh, that was literally the moment where I was like, uh-oh. And I remember calling my mom in a panic and being like, hey, I don't think Hillary's going to win. This is a very scary moment. And she was like, no, shut up. I was like, no, I'm serious. Yeah, that was the last time I talked to my mom. No, it was such a trippy, weird experience. And I would never do it again.
Yeah. Major key alert. If you live in California, don't take this recall election like Marcos treated the 2016 election. We should say you didn't vote in 2016.
Oh, I voted.
All right. Very good.
Very good. Yes. Very good. He voted.
No, the same thing could happen here. Same thing could happen in Texas, in California. So if you're mad about Texas, yikes, vote in the recall.
That was the first fucking earnest thing you've ever said on the show.
Because I'm scared about the fucking recall, man.
I'm sure it's fine.
The only thing he knows.
It'll be fine.
You're sure it's fine? Yeah, you voted for Larry Elder. Fine. You wrote him in.
Well, even if he's the governor, which I prefer, honestly, at this point, I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, probably.
How much power does the governor have?
Total power over the state.
Is his campaign slogan like respect your elders?
That would be pretty good.
He's got to do it.
Yeah,
I like that.
You should work for Larry. My fear is if you work for Larry, he would win. We have to move on. Welcome to Ivermectin or Ivermartin.
What?
Who? What?
Ivermartin?
We also didn't know Ivermectin.
Ivermectin,
I've heard about this shit.
Yeah.
This is like what they're telling people, like...
It's a horse dewormer.
Yeah, Joe Rogan apparently had fucking COVID, and the only way he beat it, apparently, was by drinking horse dewormer. Or eating horse dewormer? Do you eat it or drink it?
I think it's a pill. But basically, this is a game where I'm going to list a fact either about, and then you have to attribute it to either the medicine, the horse deworming medicine, ivermectin, or condensed matter theorist, Ivermartin.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Which fucker is like at a horse clinic going, oh, yeah, ketamine, ivermectin, all of it. It's great for us, baby. Who the fuck
did you say
doing?
It's grape for us?
Grape. It's grape for us. Great. I just don't understand. Like, because ketamine, that's like a pretty popular thing.
Ketamine's and kind of like, awesome, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, okay, this is horse tranquilizer. So are people just like going through horse medicines just to see what the fuck they do?
I've been using a horse shampoo for the long
time. Oh, mane and tail. That's another thing. Yeah, people love horse shampoo.
All right.
I think we're all horses. It's fine.
Here we go. You guys ready? Ivermectin or Ivermartin are your two options.
Hit it.
Blank is a medication used to treat certain parasitic roundworm infection in horses. That's correct. That's absolutely correct, Amir. All right. Blank is a condensed matter theorist in the material science division. What's that? Would you say Ivermartin?
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct.
I can't remember the guy's fucking name.
This has been Ivermectin or Ivermartin.
What the fuck?
Wow. Yeah, we have to move on. We have a lot of more segments to get to.
We have to go now.
We have to go.
I'm imagining that this was in person. It was just all different rooms. We have to keep getting going to the next room. Go, go, go! You did it! It's done!
Rate of play. Amir, you don't look great today.
Oh, yeah, shit. I'm pretty tired.
You have a long night ahead of you, too.
Yeah, I have to, like, either nap or after this or, like, rally.
Yeah, you should rally and go out hard.
You won that last game, though.
You did win.
That's true. That's, yeah, that gives me a little wind in my sails. It's also really hot in this room. We turned off the AC.
Well, you don't have AC, you said.
Well, you don't have air or gas, apparently.
No, we have air. We have the air. Oh. That's an electric blower. So that's all good to go.
Yeah. We love an electric blower. Gas.
It's a leaf blower on a tripod. All right. This is Kristen or Martha Stewart edition.
Oh, okay. God. All right. Let's hit it.
So I'm gonna list some quotes, and you have to attribute them to either Martha Stewart or Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
Does it make sense? This one's for actual cash. This is $10 for every right answer, $10 owed to me for every
And the
right
one
answer.
That I won.
The one that Amir
that
won
one
is
wasn't for
nothing?
Cash. That one was more of a PSA.
Wait, I have to owe you money if I get it wrong?
I don't know. It doesn't matter
right,
at a certain point.
Fuck it, let's hit it.
All right. Jake, do you have any questions? Sometimes you struggle
no.
with these.
I don't know. I don't. I didn't know Ivermectin or Ivermectin.
You didn't know Ivermectin. Wow. All
right. You didn't know. What do you make it feel bad? Nobody knows Ivermectin.
But I know Kristen Stewart.
Do you know who Kristen Stewart is? She played Diana Ross or whatever.
Or whatever.
She played
do you
Diana
know
Ross?
do you know who Diana Ross
Diana Ross? I'd watch that movie. I would watch it just to see her get fucking canceled.
That's you pitch. Amir, do you get it?
Jesus.
Dude. Fucking continue on with the show. You've done this for 50 weeks straight. I've sat here. I've answered your questions. I won the last game. Yes, I get it. Moving on. And fuck it. For the first one, I'll say Kristen Stewart just to keep the ball rolling.
Daniel. You don't want to hear it and you want to attribute it to
Kristen
Stewart?
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear anything more from you. Kristen Stewart, final answer.
Is it Martha Stewart?
The first one was Martha Stewart. That's exactly right, Marcos. That's $10 to Marcos.
And actually, the second one's Kristen Stewart.
The second one is Kristen Stewart. This is crazy. I owe him $20.
And the third one
is coming from.
The third one is Kristen Stewart.
This is insane. Holy shit. No one's ever had a winning streak this way. Well,
it's a classic pattern. A, B, what do you think for four? It's probably A next. It's probably Martha. That's the fourth one.
That's incredible.
Wow. That's all right. That's all right.
Kristen
I'm still
Stewart,
working on that.
You're still
Kristen
up 20.
Stewart.
Amir, you
I'm
owe me $10.
Up 20, bro.
Let's actually go on this with this though. You okay. Marcos has a head start. Right. Amir has a
what can I say?
Not a head start.
Jake an ass
even
start.
Keel. An ass start. Yeah, here we go. I catnap now and then, but I think while I nap, so it's not a waste of time.
Martha, absolutely.
That's correct.
Martha.
Jake is
Diana
up
Ross. Diana
no fucking millennial says catnap.
Diana Ross takes catnaps.
I want a cheeseburger so badly, but I have
Kristen.
To be a... Yeah, that's
Kristen.
True. That's absolutely correct. I heard Marcos first. So Marcos is up 30. Jake is up 10. Amir, you owe me 10.
I already answered
I'm giving
these,
you shit.
Girls are scary. Large
Kristen
groups of
Stewart.
Girls... Yep.
Classic.
I never expected that this would be my life.
Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Kristen. I'll go Kristen Stewart.
I thought Martha said that in jail.
I thought she would have said that in jail. Right? Like, ah, oh, shit. This is my life.
I like making pies. I have a
Martha
bunch
Stewart.
Of...
Martha Stewart.
Incorrect.
Kristen makes pies? I guess whatever. Everybody
she
can make
loves
a pie.
Making pies. So
yeah.
you're up
Martha
20,
doesn't
bro.
Need to say it. Martha doesn't need to say it because she is about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she
Kristen
is the pie.
Needs to
she
say
is
it.
The pie. All right.
Of course I know how to roll a joint.
Martha Stewart.
Martha.
Correct.
She did right. that thing with Snoop Dogg.
She's done that thing with Snoop Dogg, yeah. I think, like, four times. She's milked
know,
him for
it's
what it's worth.
Funny every time.
Francesca and Sharky, my French bulldogs, have their own blog, and they're
Kristen,
brilliant at
Kristen,
it.
Kristen. Martha.
Correct. All right.
Nice.
You can't
answer both.
He's guessing both. Jeffrey, there needs to be some law and order
That cancels
here.
Out, right? So now I don't owe you anything?
He will just, yeah, then he'll just shit. Instantly say one, and then the...
It's woo! Winner takes all, so I owe Marcos, that's $30.
Nice. I couldn't even figure out what I was going to do with my hands there.
That game went by way faster than it should have, so I guess we could just wax.
No, what? Gross. You want me to wax on here? I guess I could put my microphone up to my leg. It would be kind of loud.
show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Marcus, you had LASIK 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about body modifications, bro.
Yeah.
My whole pandemic has been mostly... So, like, in the middle of camping, to tie it all back together, camping at Mount Whitney. I got pegged, so I had to get body modify my butthole to make it bigger. We were up in the mountains, and I like could not breathe. And then I went back to a doctor, and I was like, "Hey, what's up?" And he was like, "You've fractured your nose so many times that your bone is growing at an incline. So we have to re-break your nose and give you essentially a nose job because you can't breathe." And I was like, "Oh shit." Do it. So.
Wait, do you remember breaking your nose?
Yeah, as a kid, I fractured it like 3 or 4 times. The first one I remember was like, I was on a bike. I was like racing my brother on a bike and hit a pothole, and I didn't know to like let go of the bike. So I just went face first with the bike into the cement. And then I broke it twice in soccer. And then once a kid threw a water bottle at my head and it exploded.
A full water bottle?
Yeah, a water bottle. And this was all between the ages of like 7 and 16. And those were all of them. But then apparently your nose is like super fragile post-fracture. So my nose was just growing. It honestly looked like I wish I could show you a picture. It looked kind of like a question mark because it had been like, it was like growing kind of like squiggly.
Wow.
And like, I was always like, whatever. It's like an Owen Wilson thing. I don't give a shit. And then they were like, no, it's bad. So I did that. And then
so you got
I
a nose
also
job
got
by accident.
Yeah, insurance okay. cover, baby. And then nice. I got LASIK about a month ago.
Yeah.
Because I just saved up for it. I was like, dude, I fucking hate contacts. I always get like weird allergies and then they fall out and then I'm like,
weird
I
allergies Yankovic. Is that anything?
Nice.
Amir, no, laugh at that shit. It's like okay to have fun on the show.
What's up? What's up with the soundboard? Is there something for bad stuff? What do we hear when it's bad?
Everything is for bad stuff.
I guess it would be
the worst.
What?
What did he say?
That was easy.
The worst.
taste. Jake and Amir have had LASIK. Marcus, you just got LASIK. And I'm getting LASIK in 4 days.
Yours got moved.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Your eyes are finally not dry?
Oh, did I not tell you this? Yeah. So Marcos, I have a degenerative eye condition.
Yummy.
Well, two degenerative eye conditions. I have pinguecula on all four sides of my eyes, which are like pink growths. Well, they're just growths. Yeah.
What is it called?
Pinguecula.
Pink growthulas.
And you wonder why you weren't let on Raya, dude. This is why. They don't let fucking pinguecula motherfuckers on Raya.
I was denied the growths occurred.
They look at your profile. They see
Pinguekulon sounds like the production company that made Futurama. Pinguekulon. That's literally what that sounds like, dude.
This is bullshit. I mean, you guys are rose-colored corneas.
And then what's the other one?
Does it have a better name or not?
The other one is meibomian gland dysfunction.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, don't you have COVID?
You're making this shit up, bro.
You can't get LASIK when you have COVID.
Oh yeah.
I have these eye conditions, which means that I can't wear contacts anymore because when I do, my eyes get unbelievably red. So, and then my eyes were unbelievably dry. My eye doctor said that it was a desert floor on my eyes and that I should move to anywhere that wasn't as dry as LA. But I fixed it through doing LipiFlow treatments, which is where they put these things in your eye and massage.
Oh, my roommate's doing that right now.
Yeah. And so, Jake, to answer your question,
what was my question?
You didn't have a question, dude.
You said...
Actually, your question was, and you wonder why you didn't get on Raya.
No, but my eyes on the Schirmer's test, which is where they put paper strips in your eyes to see how wet they are, I scored a 5 and a 10, which is bone dry, and that was in April. And then last week, or 2 weeks ago, 25 and 35, which is unbelievably wet. So I am a candidate for LASIK, and it should all go according to Flan. Pull out a fucking Spanish custard.
I don't. That's way too wet. That's way too wet.
Your eyes are too moist.
For LASIK? Yeah. That'll extinguish a laser.
Shit.
Also, don't you have COVID? How are you getting LASIK if you have a Delta variant? COVID.
They cancel out. They actually cancel out.
My meibomian gland dysfunction cancels out COVID. I fucking tested negative, Blumenfeld.
Right? So you think that's it for you or?
That's it for these hoes in these.
Are you gonna tell the LASIK guy, like, don't worry, I had COVID a week ago, but I tested negative yesterday on this at home thing, so I'm probably fine. Anyway, let's get in a small room, you, me, and a laser.
You don't know anything about COVID, man. 10-day quarantine, and that was over last night. I did. I texted them because guess what? The last place I fucking went was the eye doctor, right?
So he gave it to you.
I texted them and told them I was suing them. Yeah.
They probably gave that laser gave you COVID.
I was worried. I was like, does COVID affect the eyes? Will this affect the healing? And he said no. So I'm getting LASIK on Tuesday. That's the fucking moral of the story. How was your LASIK experience?
He was like, yeah, COVID makes your eyes more wet. It's really weird.
I wish.
My LASIK experience was chill. My guy was cool. It's definitely weird because like for like a couple seconds, you're for sure blind. You're like, oh, I can't see anything and everything's blurry. And then they're like, all right. This is like, for me, there was like 8 people in the room and only one person doing something. So it was like really weird. I was like, what are you guys all watching here? But for the most part, I mean, I've never been happier.
Really?
I can see everything pretty good.
Jake and Amir got LASIK, what, 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
3 years for me.
Yeah, incredible. 2 for me.
Nice. Was that when they still did it with a knife?
Oh, come on. We're not that old.
I mean, you guys are old as shit, man.
Not really.
They brought out a fucking machete, bro, and come on.
I don't think so. They used a laser. It's called LASIK. They've been using a laser since the 90s.
No, that's what I was saying.
What?
That's what I was saying. I was just like, you're old, though.
Also, we could be old, but we still got LASIK recently.
Also, remember, Amir's older than I am, so I'm kind of like on the young guy team with you guys.
You're really driving that one home.
Yeah, I'm down to fucking make fun of old fogey Blumenfeld here.
Yeah,
that's a Boomer guy.
We should get that to stick. What about old fogey?
Old fogey.
It doesn't rhyme or it's not a pun on
There's
anything.
There's no rhyme or reason, but you're still old as shit, yeah.
Not really. I'm 38.
Fogey. That's like a weird, like... on an old ship, like a sail, not a sailboat, a steamboat.
Yeah. It's like you hear the steam train coming in, and then it's suddenly it's old fogey Blumenfeld.
That was steam, and you just went right to the soundboard. You were like, I have something.
Steam. I have a train. I have a train.
No, but we are pulling in. We should say all aboard.
Let the riff come in.
He's doing his remix. He's got a DJ.
We're pulling into Reflection Junction.
Not a rhyme.
About what were we reflecting?
So
I don't want you to think
that
rhymed.
Reflection Junction, what's your function? Comparing 1921 to 2021.
What? All right. Okay, hit it. Let's hear. What do you got? Or is this just an open?
That's not really reflecting. It's not really reflecting to compare.
And that's how you guys should have reacted.
Is this just an open-ended thing where we have to go, oh, yeah, here's the thing from 1921 I've been thinking about for God knows how long that
I have some prepared talking points to talk about the differences between 1921 and 2021. I just think it's interesting because we're not in a good spot right now. Right? Is that
how
what
so?
I think?
Like, where
are
you at?
That you're holding?
This?
Yeah.
This is an air tag that goes on my dog's collar so I can never lose him.
Okay. I thought it was. Never,
I have yet
but he's
to
not. But he's not there.
But he's not here. He's fucking gone.
There's a sex toy that looks very similar to that that I thought.
What's
that?
Do you think
I would be sitting here just fucking with a sex toy? Like, ooh.
It's a ball gag.
I don't know. I have CBD that the fucking
chihuahua
sponsor sent to. It's kind of all the same shit.
This is actually to cover my asshole so nobody can peg me. It's like a little... Sorry, I have my stopper in.
I don't want to be pegged as like just, you know, the one thing or another.
What? Mm-hmm.
Ferris, cut that out.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about some 1920 sex toys?
So in 1921, the first woman was sawed in half on stage. In 2021, white supremacists stormed the U.S. Capitol. Let's talk about it, right? This
like
is
two traumatic events or what? Was she like, did she die or was it
magic?
Magic
act. Yeah, a magic act. So that's kind of fun.
Oh, that's
kind of friendly.
Started.
It's kind of awesome. What'd you say?
That's when it started.
Are you trying to come up with like a cool metaphor? Like, oh, two halves of a whole?
No. You guys are giving me too much credit even. I'm just saying that something fun happened in 1921, which is that a magician sawed a woman in half. Mm-hmm. And then this year, I mean, we almost lost our nation's capital.
You know, in 1921, that was just after the Great War. So there, you know, millions and millions of people died in the world.
Yeah, Hitler did take power in 1921 as well. He became a Führer.
Yeah, so it wasn't all magic.
It wasn't all magic, but at the same time, in 1921, guess what province was created in the UK? Northern Ireland.
Okay.
Is that good? That's good, right?
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. Galway.
And what happened in 2021?
In 2021, cases of the irreparable respiratory disease, COVID-19, reached 100 million worldwide.
Why did you frown and scratch your mustache? You were like, yeah. Ooh, 2021, lots of respiratory issues.
You don't see provinces being created in Western states anymore. I mean, we haven't gotten DC statehood. Puerto Rico doesn't get to vote.
Yeah, let me talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
I don't really want to. I'm going to say something wrong.
But you are a proud Puerto Rican.
I'm a proud Puerto Rican. I love the country.
Yeah.
Everybody should visit it. It's fucking gorgeous. I love the rainforest. I love the people. I love the food. And that's all I'm going to say, because if I say anything wrong, my brother will call me and kill me.
In 1921, and Amir, I'd love your thoughts on this specifically, Coco Chanel was launched.
Like I said, I'm not that old. I don't know. Like, I wasn't around then, if that's what you're wondering.
That's what I was
saying. You went to a ball with Coco, though.
Yeah.
Yes. We went.
It was a gala.
We debuted together. It was a cotillion. Yeah. So we met up after the ball with me and Coco and a few other friends. But I wasn't like a sentient out and about 25-year-old at the time.
Right. You're younger.
How old were you?
But it's still. It's
I
like
was
Coco's
in
dead.
1921, I was 14.
That's 14. Very old. You
I
debuted
bar mitzvah
at 14
in 1920,
right?
On a Black Monday,
mm-hmm.
And then I ended up debuting
in the season. Yeah, the spring, the summer season.
The cotillion was the cotillion. March of 21. I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1921. Yeah, it was Coco Chanel launched.
Yep.
You debuted 14 years old. And in 2021, over 130 wildfires fueled by lightning strikes burned through Western Canada following a record-breaking heat wave in North America that resulted in over 600 mortalities. Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
sounds awful.
What are the comparisons? You're just cherry picking devastating things happening now and fine things happened in 1921.
Here's the question. How did it start? Was it a gender reveal?
I created a fucking online persona and I wanted to reveal the gender. And so I threw this little picnic in 2021.
Like, see? We figured it out. It's a girl. See that? Oh, no. A fire. Run.
Did people say C in 1921? I feel like that's pre-C.
I don't know, bro.
Pre-C?
Pre-C? People weren't seeing back then because they didn't have LASIK yet.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Got him.
Whoa, fire. You just lit a fire in front of your Zoom.
That and I would like to light a fire under all of your guys' asses for these last three. All right? In 1921.
Owie. Owie, crispy. Ow.
Fuck. I owe him another 1,000. I am getting paid. This was a thing I got for a voiceover job, and that's going to hit my bank account hopefully during this record.
Disgusting. Can I see it? How dare you?
But it's all going to Marcos. This is
how much is it for? Can I see the number?
No.
How much is it for?
You divulged so much information. You just said you were going to fucking overdraft, so I know you have less than $1,000 in your
fucking
bank account.
He only gets paid in increments of 69 cents. Oh,
that's
holy
really nice.
Shit.
That's really nice.
That's pretty good.
A $35,000 check, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not how much it was.
I'm not even capping.
White Castle debuted in Wichita, Kansas, 1921. Right?
And in,
I mean, we wouldn't have the movie without it. So
yeah.
I'll say that was a good thing.
I mean, so you were in Harold
his film career. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he dabbed. That sucks. And in 2021, the Taliban captured Kabul.
Here's a question.
Kabul, but yeah, you said Kabul.
It's Kabul.
Do you think they still would have made Harold and Kumar Journey to White Castle if White Castle didn't exist? Would they have just chosen a different fast food brand?
I think it would have been Rally's.
Good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would have because it was a stoner movie. They were going to a stoner restaurant.
Sure.
So yeah,
what
it would have been something. Yeah.
It would have been so different.
Yeah.
But I think the butterfly effect would have made it so that like one of the creators was a frog by then.
A frog frog?
I would say John Hurwitz, no relation to Jake, right? Mm.
Otherwise, it would have been cast.
It would have been a frog if White Castle didn't exist.
Yeah.
Mm. Prove me wrong.
That was easy.
Oh, God. That was easy.
In 1921, Carol Channing was born. I'm sorry, but Carol Channing was fucking born.
Who? I don't know who that
Channing
is.
Channing.
Actor.
Comedian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That's good. That's great. Yeah.
Why would then we, something why really bad happened in 2021.
Here we go. Here we go.
There's no way anything bad happened this year.
Are we not going into? Okay. I thought there was a comparison.
What happened?
I am going dancing tonight because I have that hybrid immunity.
Oh God, it's really early. You might still be shedding the virus even though you test negative, so maybe tread lightly. You don't have to go out the second you get one negative PCR test. You're gonna be go out dancing and just fucking getting everybody infected.
What's that?
But it doesn't matter because you're already feeling a little bit better, right?
He can hear What's you. That? He's that? Pretending like he can't hear you. And he's
I cannot
fucking,
hear anything you just said.
That music was so fucking loud. Who's that for? All of us?
we tell this, I say this on the show a lot, but when people hear it, this episode, it will be mixed down. So we have to go through that and then no one else hears it that way.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I guess plugs. I don't know what else to say. I mean, do you guys have anything else to say that you want to kind of air
out on
this?
I have a butt plug instead of a plug.
I have a butt stopper. Wait, question. Are you actually going to go dancing tonight?
I was going to, but your guys' reaction made it seem like I shouldn't.
Yeah. Because when did you test positive for COVID-19?
11 days ago. No, yeah, I'm out of my 10-day quarantine, and I tested negative on a PCR.
I don't know. I think you should wait 6 months,
bro. I think you kind of like ease out of the 10-day quarantine.
Yeah, like
you
maybe like, have an outdoor dining experience.
A small
first.
Reentry to
a
society.
A full body high. Yeah, an outdoor science.
Yeah, no, you're talking about sweating, yelling, dancing, singing.
You want me to take a 6 month hiatus? You want me to take a sabbatical?
6 months, bro.
Marcos has his hands behind his head, like leaning back and saying six. I'm sorry, man. This is just how it is. 6 months.
I say 6 months and you need to go to one of those science classrooms and get one of those little showers in there.
What do you mean one of those?
Oh, like an eye shower?
It's
the eye bath.
Yeah, but for your whole fucking body.
Get my eyes already wet. Also, I got,
You got to pressure wash that mouth of yours. You got COVID just sitting in it.
That was easy.
That was easy.
we didn't talk about this at all. You guys shot some Jake and Amir's today. The show's back.
That's correct.
Oh. You shot some
Jake's back, baby.
Yeah. What were these episodes about? Do you want to share or no?
We don't want to spoil too much, but
I'll bleep it out.
Yeah, there might be a scroll involved.
Ooh,
nice. Yeah. About
very good.
There might be some costumes involved.
Interesting.
And then one is just a live cam of Jake doing jerk off encouragement, but that's for Patreon only.
Yeah, but so that could theoretically go on. It could go on YouTube because I don't. It's more of like a FinDom JOI type thing.
Jake sort of put on a leash and walked around Williamsburg looking trash for an hour and
Amir
a half.
Became my puppy. Quiet boy.
That was easy.
That was easy.
Constantly reinvent yourself, right? Jake and Amir are a perfect example of that. They're always pushing the envelope with new creative projects. Things they've
not
never
really.
Done
it's
before.
The same old creative project.
What do you mean? Yeah, but it's a you new said sketch.
Plugs. You were like plugs. It was the end of the show. Then you fucking asked us how shooting went. Then you gave a major keeler.
Trollolo guy.
Yeah, I guess you could do plugs. I just feel like we didn't. I feel like Amir didn't get a word in edgewise because he's tired from the shoot.
He's cranky.
I'm hangry. I'm hanky. It's hangry and cranky.
We actually did skip lunch. We skipped lunch.
Yeah.
We
worked slept little, lunch. No food into a HeadGum podcast.
You can go back and still do lunch.
You can
you can go back and get it.
It's too late. It's fucking 5 p.m. here.
We have to go. We have to move straight to
dinner.
You
say it's lunch. You got lunch.
You can get lunch for dinner. People do breakfast for dinner. No one does. Sorry, let me fucking finish. Leonard. Right?
Holy shit.
I was agreeing with you. I was like, yes, and
no,
you
have
kept
this like
going.
God complex now that you bought a house.
You derailed yourself more than my comment did. You were like, you could get lunch. And I said, maybe I will. And then you were like, it would have gone in perfect with you saying some people do breakfast for dinner or whatever. Like, it really would have all fit. It would have worked. And then
you suck, man. Like, you really stink. You're a stinker.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Someone say stinker? That's my word of the day. I don't have a fucking soundboard. All right.
He gave you one.
I got sympathy for this COVID thing, man. I mean, I think the only good part of having it is the hybrid immunity, which I have, and then sympathy. And, you know, there's been... Rolling Stone said no sympathy for the devil.
Did you just learn what hybrid immunity was?
Yes.
I feel like you really like saying it.
I really love having it.
I'm a hybrid now.
Wait, so hybrid immunity is having the antibodies and the vaccine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have it.
I have that. I have it too, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Good man. Good man.
All right, a couple of mutants over here.
Oh, shit. I don't think you can say that on air.
I can call you a mutant. Mutant.
You saying that if I hadn't had the virus would have been the funniest, most niche rib ever.
Why are you mutated?
Did you? Oh, have you guys heard Donda? We should have done a listening party.
Is that what brought up mutations? Brought up Donda?
Do you know we're still recording?
You're scatterbrained, man.
You're still hosting the show. Did you guys hear Donda?
You're acting like we're making small talk at the beginning of the episode.
Before
like we haven't started
record.
Rolling yet.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing. I think it's because we're doing plugs and he wanted to plug Donda, even though he has no relation to it.
This is what you should have done when we were meeting Marcos, by the way. This was this could have been done like during introductions. Instead, you started the episode...
Yeah.
Fucking introduced him and not us to each other. Did that midway through.
This is horseshit to me. Because you know what else? This episode's going to come out. People are going to like rib me for like hosting it wrong. You guys were 15 minutes late because you moved the studio. We have a studio in New York. Why'd you have to do it at Jake's house?
It was a pretty inconvenient day. Yeah. No, Jill needed the car. Jill needed the car so she could drive to set. Amir needed to check out of a hotel. So I had to pick him
Hoxton?
Up.
Were you at the
Hoxton? Yeah, he's at the Hoxton.
They have
I had to get him, bring
rooms.
Him back to mine with the stuff, but I didn't want to go back to the office because we wouldn't be able to make it in time. I could have rode my bike, but Blumenfeld doesn't know how to ride a bike. So bikeless,
what, bro?
Carless, we had to fucking hook the mics up into my empty tall ass room up here. We're sitting on a plastic table, sharing a headset.
I wanted to do no headset, and you're like, no, you guys both have to plug into AirPods. So then we get the AirPods. It doesn't hook up to my computer, so then we have to get Jake's computer.
Bro, you got to figure out bikes, man.
Jeffrey, you get no blame for the AirPod thing. Like, that was fine. You made it seem like that was hard. Too much. Yeah, but it was. That was ultimately not using headphones would have been a fucking...
A gut punch.
That would have been rude.
That would have been a gut punch.
Yeah, we ended up. I don't know. I think that we're at this point in this show's career. We got to make a fucking pivot because this isn't working week to week for me anymore.
You guys can follow my Instagram at Jake Hurwitz.
We're making TikTok content.
Yeah, TikTok.
Yeah, Jake and Amir on TikTok.
You had said plugs.
You can. So anybody can post a video to TikTok. It's like you have to be a genius at it for it to go viral.
Yeah, well, we have a viral TikTok right now. It has, 5,000?
56,000 plays, yeah. Wow,
that's pretty solid.
That's pretty solid.
That's not enough.
I have yet to leak into TikTok. I love watching it. I have yet to start making comments.
You would kill TikTok, I feel like.
Oh, God, no.
Maybe. I need to, get back into my character stuff. It's actually so funny, dude. The last show ever at UCB Sunset was a show I was in. So sad, dude. We were there. It was like, we just got on this team. We were like, we're putting up our first show. And then they took our temperatures that day. And we were like, something's weird, guys. And then that night, they closed down UCB Sunset, never opened again.
Oh, was that Characters Welcome or a different show?
No, Characters Welcome was the year before. It was just a random mod show. It was just and they were like, we're closed and we'll come back. And then they never came back. It was so sad.
That's
the
Grateful Dead closing Winterland.
No, sure. It's not.
Sure.
Sorry. Is this still happening or is that that? Like,
fucking
at a certain point, Jake and I just started talking to each other.
What do you have to plug?
Oh, God. I have no plugs. You can follow me on Instagram, Marcos Gene Gonzalez. I post once a month and it's 10 photos in a slideshow format of the stuff I did that month.
I think that's a fun way to do Instagram. That's something Jake would do.
It's so much easier. I don't have to, although I did, I am, well, I'm making a TikTok telenovela. I'm in the process of it. It's 30 pages. It's 30 episodes long. We're in the process of filming it. That'll be fun. It makes no sense. watch Saved by the Bell season 2. That'll be tight. Comes out sometime soon. And Swan Boy on FX. That'll be tight.
Did you write for Swan Boy?
No, I voiced a bunch of characters for it.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's coming out, I think, next month. And I think that's it.
So how much money do you make a year these days?
Oh my God.
I showed the check.
$2. I do it for exposure. No, I don't know,
your
man.
Your CEO takes a dollar.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing.
I don't know. Money's fine.
No, you're one of those guys that I'm every time I see that you've achieved any kind of success, I'm that's somebody who deserves it. Versus Amir, he bought a house
really
in 2016, and I'm how did he get a home? Because all he did was these silly
how
little
skits. How did that pervert get a house?
End this episode. End it. Leave me alone. Let me go.
Then do your fucking plug. What do you have to show for anything?
I said the fucking TikTok. I said Jake and Amir on TikTok. You said great. Then you moved on.
You just
on.
Plugged his house
Other
for
people
him.
Did plugs. We're done.
And then you started asking Marcos about money. How much money he had.
You want me to plug my paychecks?
Jake, Patreon, what do you have to plug?
I fucking said plugs too, man.
Then let me hold that plug. Rodney's Closet on Instagram. I really need to free up some cash because my credit score dipped by 100 points. And that's not a joke.
What the fuck did you do?
A collections agency thinks that I owe them money for Spectrum. I don't owe Spectrum a dime. So I have to fucking get that expunged. And they're fucking
crooks.
We
have to buy your clothes because you fucked up with Spectrum?
I didn't do anything. Also,
is this
Spectrum
a plug? Why
makes
is this a plug?
And Amir, I want you to be present for this. So get off the fucking phone, man. Spectrum.
You're actually torching him. He hasn't eaten lunch. You won't let him fucking leave.
And I have to listen to literally the most boring story, identity theft.
Not even identity theft, just fucking a low credit score.
Spectrum, I don't care
makes you
for you.
Open and close accounts every time you move.
So what?
I feel this is rude. I Marcos, usually we just will leave on Jeff. So this is not us leaving on you. It was awesome to meet you.
Yeah, you were great.
This was really
nice to meet you guys too.
We wish you the best. It sounds like you're doing a lot of cool stuff. Congratulations. You're the man. And
thank you for doing the show.
Thank you. Oh,
but also we're sorry.
And sorry. Sorry that you know Jeff. And now, Jeff, you can keep on going. And at some point we might leave, but it's not a reflection on anything besides Jeff. It's not right. a Marcos thing. It's a Jeff thing.
I wish you said we might leave and just right there. Just we might leave. Done. No, it's so nice to meet you guys. I hope you get your lunch and your gas. I hope you get it all.
Yeah, I think we will. Nice. At least the lunch or dinner at this point.
Ferris, the last 8 minutes are unusable. Let's cut it after Jake's first plug. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast.
You're not even
as always,
keep that
you can
in?
Follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. And until
it's
next
Jeff
week.
Jeff Boyardee?
That's my Twitter again. And we'll see you guys again next week. That's Dawes, folks.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.